Welcome to the From Psychotherapy to Sacrotherapy show with your virtual psychotherapist and metaphysician, Dr. Amelia Kemp, offering you leading-edge holistic perspectives that remove taboos and stigma from mental and emotional issues, bringing new hope, new relief, and new meaning, utilizing universal spiritual principles that honors all paths. So prepare now for today's insights on how to align with your innate well-being.
Greetings, fellow soul travelers, and welcome to the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show, where aligning with the soul makes you whole. I'm Dr. Amelia Kemp, your host, here to remind you that the mental and emotional well-being you desire is yours by divine right, and therefore is built into your DNA. So to all of the 450 million people around the world dealing with a mental or emotional issue, within the sound of my voice, please hear me now. You're not sick. You're sacred. And as such, in each episode of the show, we will attempt to relieve your general life stressors and also give alternative and holistic tips for one or two specific mental health diagnoses, where I, along with my guests, will offer new hope, new meaning, and new relief for the matter in your life as we journey from psychotherapy to sacred therapy. Today, we're going to be discussing the therapist within and how to tap in with our wonderful guest, Sister Jenna, an award-winning spiritual leader, coming up shortly right after our Breathe the Breath of Life warm-up segment. And so, let us first begin by sitting on the virtual couch of well-being as we go into the silence, right here, right now, wherever you are. And let's borrow from my Breathe the Breath of Life meditation and relaxation CD series as we prepare to lift ourselves from the depths of fragmented beingness to the heights of connected holism with the divine. So go ahead and close your eyes if you'd like, or just sit quietly in your space and honor your life force, which is tied to our breath. And as usual, listen for my cue to breathe each time I say, breathe the breath of life, and exhale out the strife. Now remember to inhale slowly and exhale the same. So let us begin. Breathe the breath of life and exhale out the strife. Again, let's breathe the breath of life and exhale out the strife. The strife is that toxic energy that we want to release. So breathe the breath of life and exhale out the strife. Now let's be mindful of this precious present moment in space and time, and be conscious of how our vibrational resonance affects the matter that we manifest in our lives. And know it can be remolded to fit our desires. So just breathe the breath of life and exhale out the strife. That's right. Inhale this sacred prana as you remold life's drama. So let's prepare to take our final breath of life and breathe the breath of life as we exhale out the strife. Now, as you prepare to come back into full conscious awareness, let us offer our thanks as we now surrender and become reacquainted with our most sacred selves, asking, trusting, believing, and knowing that we came forth as well beings that merely got distracted on our way, eager to realign with the divine. And so it is. And so it is. Okay. So, if you're just tuning in today, our topic is the therapist within and how to tap in. As always, I want listeners to know that you can send questions during the show via my website at dramiakemp.com. Just click on that radio link and send your question. We'll see it. Or you can send private messages via Facebook at Dr. Amelia Kemp, and we will answer it here live on the show with our guests. Now, as we talk with our guests today, just keep in mind that many spiritual traditions have versions of the statement, be still and know. And it's the be still part that is referring to going into that silence and meditation that we're talking about here today. So without further ado, please join me in welcoming one of the most aligned souls on the planet, as far as I'm concerned. Her name is Sister Jenna. She is the director of the Meditation Museum in Washington, D.C. She's an award-winning spiritual leader and known for her meditation CDs, Off the Grid Into the Heart and Off the Grid to Work. She's an author, TV personality, columnist for the Huffington Post, and radio host of America's Meditating Radio Show. Now, I had the pleasure of being a guest on her show last year, and so I'm so delighted to have her grace us here today so we can pick her brain a little bit and bask in her calming presence. Om Shanti, Sister Jenna. Welcome to the show, dear heart.
Om Shanti, Amelia, and I hope you don't pick my brain too much where I don't have anything left over for myself.
Oh, I'm sure you do. I'm sure you do. Sister Jenna, when we talk about the therapist within, we naturally are talking about the spirit within and how to hear that still small voice through meditation. And so can you kindly tell the audience how meditation can facilitate a higher degree of mental and emotional well-being?
I'd be happy to do my best. Have you ever tried to look for your keys? And because you know your keys, right, you have an idea of what you're looking for. Perhaps the current narrative in our world is that we're looking for ourselves, but we don't really know what that is. So when we choose to meditate, in our practice of Raja Yoga meditation, we share the awareness or the knowledge that we are souls, which is an energy of consciousness sitting inside of the body behind the eyes. So we first begin our meditation there. And when we turn inwards and just pay attention to that part of the self, then we pause for a moment and begin to observe what those thoughts and feelings are that are emerging. And they give us a window of where we are currently, where we have been, but also where we feel we should be. So the therapist within is a meditator, and the therapist within is willing to be introspective and brutally honest with the story that is existing in their own souls and their whole being. But more than anything else, the therapist within must consider themselves to be souls. And when we do that, we are aware that the soul is energy, it is consciousness, but as energy, it never dies and it can't be created, but it goes through changes. So the therapist is aware of that, and the therapist welcomes the self knowing that it has changed. However, it starts from the fundamental basis of itself. I am a soul, and now let me find out what story has been playing out in my mind. And let me be so honest and very courageous that I'll be able to make the steps that I need to move forward and change.
Oh, that's so beautiful. That is so beautiful. I love that. I love that. How you clarified for everyone exactly what the therapist, and I love how you call the therapist within a meditator. That connection resonates so deeply. You know, oftentimes people say that prayer is when you ask and meditation is when you listen. And so the way you just described that is so beautiful. But a lot of people, and I'm sure you hear this too, a lot of people find meditation difficult because they say that they have difficulty focusing or stopping the chatter in their brains and understanding how to actually utilize that breath, that life force. And so with there being so many ways to meditate, is there a specific way that you found that seems to work for people, especially those who are new to the practice of meditation?
Yes, I'm biased because I've been practicing Raj Yoga meditation for over 20-something years, but I'm not ignorant in knowing that wherever you are in your journey, it'll just connect, it'll resonate, it'll feel good. There are hundreds of varied forms of meditation, and it depends to me on the narrative that is sitting inside of the soul. It depends on where you're positioned spiritually and consciously on the tree of human consciousness, and there's no hierarchy there, it's just where you are. You know, tree is a tree, but, you know, there are limbs, there are leaves, there are fruits, and there's a trunk and there's a root. So wherever you find your best comfort and your best aligned self, then that's the meditation that you should select. I agree that a lot of folks consider meditation to be very difficult, because if you told me, Amelia, to empty all of my valuable thoughts and sit there and do nothing, I would tell you, Om Shanti, see you later. Say lovey. Have a great life. Because I don't think, and I still do, I don't think meditation is to stop thinking. I think meditation is to be able to recognize the patterns of thoughts that are creating your peacelessness and to have the strength, the wisdom, and the patience to transform those thoughts into thoughts that are truthfully the original content and character of the soul. So I feel for me, Raj Yoga gives me what I want. It says, consider yourself a soul. In that state, remember God is the supreme soul, the ocean of love. Pull that power in you. The third lesson, it says, you are where you are because of your actions and your choices. So be careful, be mindful, change what's not working. And the fourth thing it tells you, history repeats itself. Your own story is repeating itself to you constantly. And then the fifth thing it says, do you know that we're all connected on the tree of humanity and God is the seed? So why are you fighting or why are you dividing or why are you creating walls? Is it all because you just tribally feel secure with somebody who speaks your language or walks with the color of your skin? But if we actually go back to, I'm a soul, God is the supreme soul, then we all belong together. And then we all start to find the strength to accept each other because we start to move away from the physical limited distinctions that somehow give us some sense of identity. So I appeal to your wonderful listeners, find the meditation that and I might get a lot of enemies after the show. I don't think meditation is to empty. I think it's to transform your wasteful thoughts into wonder. And when you're having wonderful thoughts, you're not peaceless. And so you can enjoy your thoughts. And I think that's why a lot of people, Amelia, think meditation is difficult, because you're telling people to stop thinking. How can we do that? Our stories are powerful.
I love everything you just said. Okay, so we're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Sister Jenna. Hold on, Sister Jenna.
Okay.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. Om Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
Matt Connerton here. Join Jen Coffey and I twice a week for Matt Connerton Unleashed, a political talk show that's a little different than what you're used to. No liberal or conservative agenda here, just an honest dialogue about truth and how things really work in the world of politics. Matt Connerton Unleashed, every Tuesday and Thursday night at 11 p.m. Eastern on Om Times Radio.
What if business could be fun? What if business is the adventure of living? What are you choosing? Where do you do business that makes it easier, more fun, or more joyful for you? We'd love to see where you do business. Connect with us on Instagram at Joy of Business or Twitter at Joy of Business. And share your pictures with hashtags Business Done Where and Joy of Business. Let's change the world with business.
Circle of Hearts Radio is a sanctuary on the airwaves. Join me, Grandmother Elia, in the circle on Sunday, 2 p.m. Eastern, as I share information to both enlighten and nourish your soul.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, this is Dr. Amelia Kemp, and we're back with Sister Jenna, director of the America's Meditating Museum.
And so I think instead of enemies, I think you're going to get fans, because this is so relieving and empowering, because when, especially for people who've suffered a tragedy or trauma and they have difficulty, extra difficulty quieting their minds, for them to just heard you say that that's not the purpose and intent at all. It's a relationship. And it's going, when we say be still, we're meaning to focus thought on one specific area versus to stop thought. And so I love what you said. I think that that's going to resonate for many people, especially those who are already hearing it. So with that being the case, for those who find it extra hard because of the life journey that they've had. Like you said, these stories are powerful, and for many people, they focus on the tragedies and trauma of their life. They sort of emphasize those more than they do their moments of well-being. And so what spiritual advice would you have to give those suffering from a tragedy that may have left them with what the DSM, the Diagnostic Statistical, would call post-traumatic stress? What do you want to say to them?
Accept. Just accept it. And it's accurate. Accept what you're going through. Know that it's accurate and that you're learning something. So when you ask me how to respond to somebody's, you know, situation or story, I said it's so important to accept your story know that it's accurate and know that you're going to learn something. Because when we were talking about what we witnessed in the negative acts of somebody against another, they're both parties are learning something from each other. The one who is attacking the person is learning something or is going through something, and the one who's witnessing the attack is also learning something. And if you think about this conversation of blame, Amelia, whenever you blame people, your love completely disappears from your soul story. There's no more room for love. So if there's no room for love, you will not accept your story. You will not think that what's happening to you is accurate, and you will not be open to learning. Both parties are learning something. The question is what? Have you accepted you're scared? Have you accepted that you're insecure? Have you accepted that it's accurate? What's the meaning behind it? Where the Karma Philosophy course, I think it's so important for everyone to learn. And are we ready to move on by letting all of that go and becoming souls of love? And I don't mean mushy-mushy love. I'm talking about love that's not an emotion because it has no attachment to it. So usually when some students or friends come to me and I know that it's a karmic, rough, emotional time, I just say, are you willing to accept what you're going through?
Where you're going with in terms of the acceptance of it, I say to people all the time that when it comes to the spirit, we can transmute anything. Even poison can be ingested with the right antibodies. And so understanding and accepting that it's part of the diversity of life to have, you know, the good, bad, and ugly, different degrees of alignment out there, that we all embrace that. And so I appreciate your perspective on that and just the concept of change in general. I know you had comments about that before. And so what can you tell the audience about how to cope with change when it's not the changes that we like? Everybody can handle change when it's positive, but I'm talking about the negative changes like the traumas that we were just speaking of. Where do you feel change needs to be in the acceptance that you were just describing a minute ago?
I think we have all witnessed in our lives no one has been able to stop change from occurring because it's inevitable. So I guess if we're willing to allow the ego to get out of the way, we will embrace the change. Of course, we don't always receive exactly the way we interpret the story to unfold because maybe we haven't placed all the accurate ingredients as such. You know, I want to lose 10 pounds, but I'm still sneaking sugar in my coffee. You know, I might be on a diet, but I'm still putting certain things in my diet. It's not helping me to lose weight. So we talk about the concept of cause and effect, and we have been hearing conversations around global consciousness and that everything has a cause and everything has an effect. And many times we don't remember or we can't really pinpoint the cause of something at a deeper level. So the trauma is coming from trying to move beyond that story and that experience, that karmic cause. And so how do we do that? Connection to the source and performing actions that are charitable and doing it over a long period of time until you find yourself no longer even remembering those scenes that happened in your life. You just can't sit back and try to convince yourself that you're beyond this. It was accurate. It's just you. But you've got to pull some experience of love into you that can encourage you to start to do good deeds. And those good deeds make you feel better. And when you start to feel better, your thoughts begin to change. And as your thoughts are changing, you start to find yourself in a cycle of positive and happier and more beneficial thoughts. And then
well,
you
this
find
is
that
what I like about meditation, because for meditation for me, and I see it as the way to realign with the divine. And so in that moment when I'm reconnecting with the most sacred part of myself, then at that moment, I've already transmuted in that moment anything. I've already realigned it because I've elevated to a higher vibration. And so the fact that it may not have manifested in my physical matter yet, the fact that I have done it on a soulful level, I've already begun the creation process of it. And if I continue to practice it, like you're saying, practicing it, it will become more and more apparent still, that part of peace of mind. And so
wouldn't it be safe to say that with all that you have been through, you still realize that it's like this consistent story, like there's never this point in your life where you find yourself saying, I got it, I'm good, I'm okay, I'm over it. But it's almost like the energy is just somehow waiting sometimes for windows or cracks to just come up and remind you. Do you remember when you did that? Did you remember when that happened to you? And so if the soul isn't creating over and over again new stories, beautiful stories, stories of service and being in relationship in healthy ways, and again, connecting with the divine consistently, not a connection with God, but a relationship with God, then you'll find that however amount of time you need, however amount of time it will take, well, that's it for you. And you'll be able to move beyond that at some point.
Yeah, I appreciate that. And I always feel that well-being is one thought away, because one thought can take us out of alignment and another thought can immediately bring us back. It's just most
right.
people have difficulty sustaining it. And so in a practice of trying to sustain it, is going to that better feeling thought that you're talking about, whether it's through service or whether it's through focusing on some positive memory that they already have, to try to stimulate positive memories. I give 20 cues in my book trying to get them to focus on life that was good versus the life that's been lived that wasn't. And so I think we're on the same page with that one. And so
we are. And think about it. So they leave your office feeling incredibly hopeful, and then they go back to an old environment. Or they leave your office feeling incredibly hopeful, walk home, feel incredibly hopeful for an hour or a day, and something takes them back again. And so what I'm trying to share is engage in charitable acts of goodness and kindness, small things that will shift the consciousness of sorrow and pain and trauma. Because that was an action that left a traumatic experience. Similarly, an action of charity and goodness will leave an experience. And those will be the experience, if it's done over and over again, will really become the major narrative for a soul to walk with. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah.
I think that's why I like this discussion about meditation, because that's why I call my series the Breathe the Breath of Life series, because with every breath we take, we're inhaling in new life, and that everything that's happened up to this second prior is those leaves that fall, and that's life that's been lived, it's over. And so we have an opportunity with every breath we inhale to be creating new life, new stories, and the things that you're talking about there. So this is wonderful. I think that the audience is feeling where you're coming from and will probably try to integrate some of your suggestions here. I wanted to know, as a spiritual leader, since you also have your own CDs and things like that on meditation, what other ways can the audience integrate this inner work into their daily life in smaller doses at home versus it's one thing to go out and do charitable work. It's another thing to write in that space where they can't get any place else. What can they do in small doses right there? We're going to take a commercial break, and we'll be right back with Sister Jenna. Hold on, Sister Jenna.
Okay.
The future of internet radio is here. Om Times Radio. IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network.
If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Welcome to The Gathering Around My Kitchen Table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Okay, this is Dr. Amelia Kemp back with the From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy show. I'm talking to our wonderful guest today, Sister Jenna, director of the Meditation Museum in Washington, D.C. And boy, has she been gracing us with some beautiful insight and information into how to meditate and reconnect with the divine.
I don't want to distract the conversation from charitable acts because it starts with walking on the earth with respect, that when you wake up in the mornings and your feet touch the floor, if you're in the awareness that you are a peaceful soul and you're putting peace in the earth, that's a charitable act, Amelia. If you're in a marriage and even though you might not feel like you are, you have grown it together very well, still you do something special for that person in the morning, regardless if they give back to you what you think you deserve from that marriage. That's a charitable act. And those are the day-to-day basic practices of spiritual development. You know, we're looking for love on online sites. We're looking for love going to nightclubs and dating viz and telling our friends we need to find someone to hook you up with. But you can't love the person cubicle next door to you in your office. So that's your charitable act, to just smile without judgment. That's your charity. And that experience goes back to you as your reward and your fortune. And it is that simple to do. And I feel that if we're constantly thinking that there is a methodology that we must now wake up at 4 o'clock every morning and sit in silence and connect to God, I'm beginning to realize that after these hundreds of years of educating folks on meditation and spirituality, why is it that still the majority of our culture of human race doesn't really get that? It's because we're missing the opportunity of charity and love and meditation and spirituality right next to us. And we're constantly reaching out for something else to give us the experience of divinity that we are. So I just want to emphasize that. I think it's extremely extremely crucial. Let's say every morning you hop in the car to get the kids to school and you're yelling and screaming. That morning you decide you're going to let them take their time and get ready and go, it's okay if you're going to be late today. Just your child hearing that just once a year, imagine the impact it'll have just on you, to observe you, and even what your child will feel. You know, one day just opening the door for your mother that you're a caregiver for, but you're exhausted and you're so frustrated because she's grown old and miserable and you have your own life to deal with and you wish this was the last thing on your plate, but you do it anyway because that's what good kids do. That one morning you just say, Mom, I want to thank you for everything you've done for me. And if she yells and screams and doesn't even remember your name, you still do it anyway. That serves your spirit. And that's a spiritual experience, and that's godly. And you are meditating when you're in action.
Those were the small doses that I'm talking about, that you're calling some of those charitable acts. And so everything that Sister Jenna just said, all of those acts of kindness are very important, and I think they realign us. So balance what we're talking about here today with you trying to get yourself in a place of vibrational appreciation first, and then you may be more susceptible to being able to be gracious and benevolent to others. And so so that was wonderful, Sister Jenna. I like the act of... You're welcome. I like the act of stopping to focus thought and remembering that I'm a spiritual being, that I experienced at the spiritual retreat at Peace Village at your facility there. Can you share with the group, because I think this is another small dose that I was trying to guide you to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love that. You know, yeah. The Brahma Kumaris has 9,000 branches, 9,000 centers in 120 countries, and at every one of those centers, every hour on the hour, there is a chime or a music that comes on to remind anyone in the space to pause, to step within, consider yourself to be a soul, remember God the Father and Mother, and take that moment for yourself, and then continue with your actions after that. And I have found that to be one of the most profound practices in our community, and we invite the world to do it because we might feel like we don't have 30 minutes in a day to try to bring in my spirituality or put in my chunk of meditation. But we can take 60 seconds every hour, and then they add up to minutes and hours until they gradually begin to form in our own being a culture of peace and spirituality naturally. You know, everyone who meets any of the teachers or students of the Brahma Kumaris, they'll always sense they're very peaceful people. No matter how strong and how assertive they can be, there's always this fragrance of peace that comes with the community. And that's because of a consistent, disciplined practice, which gradually emerges that spiritual fragrance of the soul's original nature in the soul. And so, yeah, I think traffic control is what we call it, and it's fantastic, and everybody should do it.
I love it. I told Sister Kayla at Peace Village that I was feeling that one, and I love it. I've been practicing it ever since. My husband's doing it. Some of my friends are doing it. It's just fabulous because I've always been in a prior practice for the last 20 years of doing morning 20-minute routine and nighttime 20 routine of my meditation and prayers, and sort of talk to God all through the day as things happen. But I didn't have this intentional 1 minute of every hour that's a part of my waking hour that I do now. And I tell you, folks, it really does work, and many times that it's happened since then. I've been doing it now, I guess, 3 or 4 weeks since we left the retreat, and many times that minute comes just right when I needed it. I needed a minute, you know. And so it's just a wonderful practice, and I thank you so much and suggest it strongly. Yeah, so that's a good one right there.
You're welcome. You know, I produced a CD called Off the Grid Into the Heart, and it was particularly for me because my schedules, I mean, it's packed. And everyone who actually comes for spiritual advice or just, you know, downloading and sharing life with me, everyone is so overwhelmed. And everyone is very passionate and very much wishing to participate in some of the majority of the scenes that are emerging in their lives. And a lot of people are saying, I want to get away. I just want to drop it. And I know so many profoundly beautiful people who have contributed to humanity's upliftment of the story to me. And they would say, I just want to be alone on an island with nobody. And I go, I get that. I know what you're saying. You just need mental space. But I realize we can't get off the grid, but we do have to amplify the heart. And so when my heart is really emerged, when the love and the quality of love is really emerged in my being, I can deal with the pressure. You know what really gets us? Emotions. And when your emotion comes into the equation, you really want to get off the grid, because washing even dishes seems like too much after a long day of work, because there's just a lot going on in the head. So when I produced Off the Grid into the Heart, Amelia, it was not only just for me, but for all of my friends who I was sharing, look, we've got to let our hearts come more into this, because we love what we do. So,
well, we appreciate making it. Can you tell the audience where they can get that, please? And your other CD, too, Off the Work, where can...
Yeah. Off the Grid and Off to Work. I don't know why I keep going off, but...
That's okay.
You can get them on Amazon or iTunes. You can just Google Sister Jenna Off to Work. That's one CD, and the other one is Off the Grid Into the Heart. And on iTunes or Amazon or CD Baby, you can get a copy, or definitely just contact the Meditation Museum, and they'd be happy to mail you a copy of the CD as well. But really, it's my favorite. It's been one of my favorite productions.
Well, we really appreciate that. Now, I know that we're running out of time, and so just finally, some of our listeners out there are just learning about the sacred therapy process, but some of them listen to the show so that they can follow along in the book and to stay with the process. And so do you have any parting words for those going through the sacred therapy steps, any encouragement of what resonated with you about the book From Psychotherapy to Sacred Therapy that you'd like to share to them specifically?
Well, you know, it's in you. You have what it takes. You have what it takes. And it's not someone else's job or duty to fix you. It's you. You have what it takes to fix you.
Oh, I love that. I love that. That definitely, because when I tell them they're not sick, they're sacred.
That
it's in their DNA. So thanks for reinforcing that. And so, Sister Jenna, we really appreciate you being with us today and all of your wonderful advice and experience. We will definitely have to have you back on the show soon. So thanks again for coming. And tell Sister Kayla that I said hello.
I certainly will.
Okay.
Thank you so much for having me on the air.
You're more than welcome.
Wasn't that a wonderful talk with Sister Jenna this evening? She is such an example of what being in alignment with the fullness of one's being can look like. So I hope you recall all of the wonderful tips she gave us on how to find the therapist within through meditation, which of course is where we listen to that still small voice beckoning us to realign with our most sacred selves. And so as we listen to the upcoming lyrics of Love and Gratitude by Hoffman and go forth into our individual lives, continuing our journey from psychotherapy to sacred therapy, be reminded of how great thou art and how we have mighty influence over the quality of our physical journeys when we surrender to the level of conscious awareness that it is by aligning with the soul that makes us whole. And for anyone going through the sacred therapy steps, please feel free to peek at page 243, where we talk about going into the silence and meditation in the book.
Love and gratitude, golden flower in bloom. Bring us peace tonight. Flow from me to you. Words of purest light, crystals in your gaze. When we start to fall, and when we lose the calm, there's nothing more to do than call on you. Love and gratitude.
Join us next time as we build on today's discussion and move on in 2 weeks to how creating sacred spaces in our homes can facilitate our ability to tap in easier and fortify our mental and emotional well-being, and how clutter, disorganization, and diagnoses such as hoarding, anxiety, and ADD can be helped, as Peggy Cross, author of Peace in Our Hearts and Homes, A Feng Shui Journey to the Divine in Our Relationships. Please follow the show on Facebook at Dr. Mia Kemp, or feel free to go to my website to look at upcoming events, posts, and tips. This is Dr. Mia Kemp signing off, and as always, till next time, be well and be free.
And when we start to fall, and when we lose the calm, there's nothing more to do than call on you. Love and gratitude. When we forget to see our soul's deep mystery, there's nothing more to do than call on you. Love and gratitude. Love and gratitude.
The future of Internet radio is here. Om Times Radio, IOM FM. Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the Internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. Om Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single Om Times endeavor. Host your show with Om Times Radio Network.
It's If you've ever said, I do want it all. I do want happiness. I do want love. And I do desire the happily ever after fairy tale life, then this show is for you. Join me, Dame Nicole Brandon, for my internationally acclaimed show, Bridal Talk Radio, every Tuesday at 6 p.m. Pacific Time, where I'll bring you the top experts in the fields of communication, money, relationships, finance, pleasure, play, travel, sexuality, parenting, real estate, adventure, comfort, care, passion, and love.
Have you ever wondered how to change your love paradigm? The secret key is finding a love partnership, not just a regular connection. How do you find these? Through conscious relationships. Ascending Hearts Dating is a dating site for people like you that believes in second chances and a different type of spiritual connection. Try Ascending Hearts for free today at AscendingHearts.com and change your love paradigm. Ascending Hearts, the premier dating community for the spiritually awake.
Welcome to the gathering around my kitchen table on Equilarium FM, Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Join my guests as we integrate spirituality into everyday reality with vibrant conversations, inspired interviews, and my latest channeled guidance to inspire and brighten your day. I'm Claire Johnson, and together we'll be raising vibrations across the nations.
The best of holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.